whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
And
we are here to rant and rave.
Ooh, you got real fancy with your vocals.
Really trying to step it up a notch.
I felt like, oh, I just got beat. I just got served.
You didn't. You can harmonize a tune. I cannot. I can just put comedic inflection into loud outbursts under the guise of a song.
Oh, yes. Speaking of songs, we'd really love for y'all to sing our praises.
Yeah.
What a great transition, Dana. High five.
She's not joking.
No, I high-fived myself. Jessica, can you tell everybody how they can get in contact with us?
And sing our praises? Yes, I can. Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook, The Rants and Raves Podcast, at Gmail, The Rants and Raves. Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
Follow us at Gmail. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, let's back it up.
It's been a crazy week.
Instagram and Facebook at The Rants and Raves Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter at raves_the. Mm-hmm. Email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Directly through our contact button at our website, www.therantsandravespodcast.com.
All it took was for you to hold my pop filter.
What is wrong with me?
Like it was a safety net.
It really was.
And close your eyes.
It really was.
That's all it took. Everybody, please rate, review, and subscribe.
Yes.
We say this every week, and I know every podcast says it, but it really does make a difference, you
guys. It does. It gets us out in the world.
Out and spreading the word, and it helps us grow.
Yes.
You know,
not into obscurity to where we can't do it anymore.
Exactly. You know, we are not sponsored by a large company. We do this on our own.
That's right.
We use our own. We use our own.
Not a sponsor.
Finances.
Yet.
We use our own finances. And, you know, we're not huge celebrities. So we are trying to organically grow, which is hard to do in today's society.
Yes.
So we appreciate all of your ratings, reviewings, and subscribings and suggesting us to your friends. Really, 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 truly, it matters to us. And we appreciate it immensely.
Exactly. We're going to put up little videos. We started yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We've done some in the past, but yesterday we did an Instagram Live. Dana took me to. And
My peaceful place.
Incredible area in Los Angeles. One of our kind of beautiful hidden parks.
Yeah.
And it was delightful. So if you want to see us in the flesh, some of you have specifically written in or said, oh, I wish we could see you guys recording or things like that. Well, if you want to get a little taste, and we're not going to bombard you 24 hours a day, you can go on and follow us there. And that's how you will see those videos.
Yeah, they're fun, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We saw some birds and some fish. And
yep. A lot of waterfowl specifically.
Yeah, you quoted a movie at a heron that was flying away. Also, you gasped. Your gasp, fly free. I was happy because I'm not the only crazy one that talks to animals. It's just I start every conversation. Hi, fishy. Hi, lion. Hi, cows.
You had pointed out to me these amazing, very large nests, the largest I've ever seen like in person.
They look prehistoric.
In these tall kind of barren trees. And I'm like, what? You're like, those are the heron nests. I'm like, no, it isn't. And that's why I gasped when we looked up and we were
and
walking out.
Right by us.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like an idiot, but I didn't know that birds that are that large made a nest in a tree still.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
A heron is not a small bird,
no,
people.
No, definitely not. And there were two babies in it the last time I was there, but they were huge babies.
Yeah.
It looked like they were teenagers that just wouldn't get out of the house. They were so big. And then you compare that to like a hummingbird nest. Have you ever had babies in it?
No.
I had a place that I nannied. We had a hummingbird nest right outside the little boy's window so we could see down into it.
Oh, how cute.
They're the tiniest little teacup nests, and then two babies fit in it.
No, that's
it's so crazy.
Sweetest thing ever.
It's beautiful. Nature, you guys.
Nature.
It's incredible. Go out, soak it up. You feel good.
Do it.
Jessica, how was your week since yesterday?
It was good. I actually, you know, when I really like a show, I don't like to binge through it, oh. even if it's all preloaded. Uh-huh. And I really took my time. Alan and I both love Wentworth. Yeah, you're hearing about it again. I know it's not for everyone. It does induce a lot of anxiety, so it's shocking that I like it. But we watch. It's not the end. Supposedly, there's going to be one more season, but we really milked it, like slowly watched
it. See, I'm a binger.
And I finished that this week. We watched the last two of this current season in a row, back to back, and we're just like, whoa.
Sometimes I'm such a weirdo. I will binge something like crazy, and then like the final two episodes I won't watch for years because I don't want it to die.
Right. You don't want it to end. That's what I'm saying. I was like really milking this and holding on to it.
Yeah. I didn't watch the ending to Lost for 5 years.
Oh my God. I've never seen Lost.
Shut up.
Swear.
Why?
Game of Thrones, Lost. I haven't seen any of it. Haven't seen. What's the movie you put? Apocalypse Now. Not Apocalypse Now. Not Apocalypto. What was it? Armageddon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Because I posted. I was watching it and bawling. Mm-hmm. Yes. Shame on you. A lot of people were really like, Jessica, come on.
I know.
Yeah.
But like something like Lost, is that, I'm serious, is that, do you think that would hold up now and is it still worth it? Or was it like a lot of hype and I missed that train years ago and just move along?
Here's what I would say. If you want something that you can just kind of mindlessly enjoy at this point, because it's not the Game of Thrones or whatever the big thing is now.
I don't need that.
Yeah. Then, I mean, you could enjoy it slowly, piece by piece. I don't know. You may not want to. I wasn't really happy with the ending.
Okay.
A lot of people weren't, I think. But it is creative. And it was like a social or a pop culture thing. So like when I tested for a pilot I shot a couple of years ago, where I tested, we had a holding area and then they took us upstairs to where all the important people were. And I sat in a row of the Lost airplane chairs. And that was super cool to me. Like, because I had watched that show.
That's neat.
Yeah. And then, of course, we knew a couple of people that guested on the show sometimes. So that was cool.
But you're not telling me when I have time.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then I'm not going to.
I think it's kind of a come and gone, come and gone thing.
You know, everybody says that every time I bring up Mad Men. I'm serious.
I haven't done Mad Men.
I've never seen it. And I don't know why, because it's people that really liked it when it was on.
Yeah.
But people all say, if you're going to go back and watch a show you haven't seen, that doesn't need to be it.
Yeah, I would say The Shield. Yes, go back and watch. Yeah. Or, oh God, Idris Elba. That's a great one.
I haven't seen
but
either.
The one he was in, he played Stringer Bell with the guy
from The Wire.
The Wire. Yeah. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say go back and do something like that instead. Mm-hmm. Or Game of Thrones. Well, you're not really into that kind of stuff.
It just depends. I don't know. I loved Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, me too. Fighters! Fighters! I thought it was going to go away.
Oh my God. You just looked me in the eye and said, Fires! And sneezed in my face with a partial block by your pop filter.
I'm so sorry.
Fires!
Finger
that
up
was amazing.
And sneezed. That I could edit it out of the show. It wouldn't be a big deal, but I make it a big deal. Oh God! Honestly, though, both of us have been sneezing a lot.
That was amazing. Yes.
Fires. Oh God. Okay.
Oh my God. By the way, just clarifying, we're not laughing about the fires.
No, not at all.
I'm sure everybody realizes that, but my God,
but
that was funny.
It has been making all of us cough and sneeze, unfortunately. That just wiped my brain clean. I don't know.
Oh no, I just mentioned that I like Boardwalk Empire. I like historical fiction a lot.
Yes.
But I loved Breaking Bad. And again, we had mentioned The Shield briefly yesterday when we were just hanging out talking. I like those kind of shows. I do like...
Breaking Bad was great.
It was amazing.
If you haven't seen that, you got to.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, should we move on to our rants?
Let's do it.
So I think I'm up first this episode. And this came from a listener, right? Or no, it didn't. I can't remember. Anyway.
No, it did not.
Okay. Well, what we're ranting about today, because as soon as you mentioned it, I was like, off the rails like a monster. Not letting people off of the elevator before you get on.
Rude.
Now, I've got several elevator etiquette tips. Mm-hmm. Okay. You let people off before you get on.
Yep.
You hold that door open for the people behind you.
Yes, that and you
if,
see.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And especially if they're running towards you, don't you stare at them like, sorry, sucker.
Or push the close button.
Thank you. People do that all the time and it's so stinking rude. Unless you are packed in there like sardines, you hold for somebody. Mm-hmm. Because I guarantee you, they're going to get up there right after you and you're going to have to look them in the face and go, yes, I am a dick.
I've had somebody closing the door and I've pushed
I've shoved
so hard that I'm telling you it just finally just kind of gave way. I think we had like a standoff, both of us pushing the button, and it was to the point where I thought for sure it was closing all the way, and then it opened and you could tell they were not happy, and I made sure I squeezed myself on.
Oh, I will. I'll shove body parts in the door and then I get in and look at them and go, really? I mean, if you're gonna be rude to my face, you're gonna get it back. There's no reason.
She's right here.
I cannot handle that.
God.
Or when you're waiting, you're all waiting to get on an elevator and an entire family or group of people have walked up and they see that you're standing there. Mm-hmm. The elevator comes and they get on first and you don't know if you're going to make it on.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on you. Where's your manners? And you're teaching your children bad manners. You say, oh, honey, this family was here first. It's their turn. We learned that in kindergarten. Even in traffic when you're trying to like merge, right?
Yes.
And people try and get 2-3 cars in at a time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you learned about lines in kindergarten. It absolutely sends me off the rails.
I know. It's the not me policy. The I'm not included in this rule. And it drives me insane.
I'm more important than rules. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're teaching their children that that's okay. And it's not. It's really not. Also, in an elevator, you can smile, but you don't have to start up a conversation.
Okay, thank you.
I don't want to talk to you.
Really. I am very content staring up at each number going up or down and hoping it doesn't stop anywhere along the way.
Thank God. Somebody, was it you that told me? Who was it that told me? My friend Lisa. That it's, and I don't know if this is true, but it did work for us in Vegas. Maybe it's just in Vegas. I don't know. But this is also rude. I'm really going against my own etiquette here. But like, if you don't want to stop at every floor on the way down, you can hold the door close button and it'll skip. Is that true?
I don't know, but I would never do anything like that. Not because I'm too much of a goody two shoes for an elevator. I just wouldn't want to do anything that could cause a malfunction in an elevator.
Oh yeah, me too.
Did you ever watch the show Give Me a Break?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember the episode where Addie and Nell get stuck in an elevator and they actually think they're going to die there because so many hours go by and it's in like an old building where there it's not like there's people coming and going?
No. There are
on a very special Give Me a Break.
No,
Thelma Hopkins and Nell Carter.
So many horror movies that take place in an elevator, and your big fear is Nell Carter and a very special Give Me a Break episode. That's your scary.
They said all the things they would have said to each other, not thinking they were going to survive. It was a super emo, emotional episode. I've also just dated myself further.
There's that one movie where literally those people get trapped in an elevator with Satan. And you,
what?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
This group of people get trapped in an elevator and throughout the course, like, the lights will go out and stuff. What's it called? Who's the beautiful redhead from Mad Men? You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I'm embarrassed. I don't remember. I know you're talking about.
I can't believe I don't remember her name. Everyone's shouting at us right now. Should we look? Does it matter? Anyway, her husband.
We've taken long enough.
Her husband was in that movie, and it's pretty creepy. It doesn't matter. I don't know why I'm still
looking. Satan's Ride.
No.
The Devil's Box.
It's devil something. I don't know what it is. Anyway, that seems like...
Going up? Yep.
That sounds like a slogan for a candy. I don't know. Anyway, elevators. Also, oh my God. I have started now.
But Dana, back to your point, you're not scared that if you hold that button, that it wouldn't like fizzle something out? And what if the elevator gets stuck midway between two floors?
Jessica,
what if it made the cables rip and drop to the ground?
Me pushing a button?
Yes.
No, Those buttons are made for pushing. Oh, that's what they're designed for.
God.
It's not going to go geek and drop me because I push a button.
Well, I guess unlike me, you don't look at these certificate in every elevator I get in to see when the last inspection was.
No, I don't. You know what? If it's my time to go, it's my time to go. I'm not going to worry about it.
Well, it's clear that soap is not the only thing we have different opinions on.
But another elevator etiquette thing, and here's where I'm going to throw it to our listeners to see whether I'm right or wrong. Mm-hmm. I frequently am probably wrong in life, so feel free to corrections corner me. But I have noticed that a lot of people are pushing elevator buttons with their shoes.
Ew.
Yeah, and I don't want to put my finger on that.
No, so that's gross.
I was like, should I start pushing with my shoe?
I do it with a knuckle if I don't want to touch it.
I started doing it with a knuckle, but I've seen a lot of shoe pushers.
That is extremely gross and rude.
Now, I'll admit, I do it in a public bathroom.
Oh, I do it in every public bathroom. Yeah, I don't care how nice the place is.
Can't touch.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And I, yeah, no, huh? Mm-hmm. But an elevator.
I also will pinch my dress or pull up the end of my shirt and kind of unlock the stall door like
yes,
that.
Yes, sure. Mm-hmm.
All that jazz.
Yeah. But you know what? Oh, also, elevator etiquette. If there are elderly people waiting to get, you hold that door for them and you let them on.
Or I also have said, go ahead, and I let them on and I'm like, I can wait till the next elevator.
Also,
this person's struggling.
What do you do when you're standing near the keypad blocking it for everyone else?
And without a question, if I'm in front of it, I say what floor to every single person that comes on.
I get so annoyed when I have to go, excuse me, body that is blocking the keypad, so I would have to touch you to get to it. Ask me what floor I'm on. I shouldn't have to say, can you please push 12? You should say, my body's in front of you, and unless you reach through me, I'm going to have to help you.
I couldn't agree more, but I also can be kind of offended when I offer and people say, I've got it, and then they reach over other people and me to push the floor themselves.
Why would somebody do that?
I don't know. It's happened a number of times.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
What floor? I've got it. Okay. I wasn't trying to pick you up. I was trying to push the floor.
How did you say it, though? Did you go, what floor? And then, like, put walk your fingers to the back of your fist and shove your finger in like you're gonna...
Oh, my God.
Is that what you do, Jessica?
No, I did not.
Well, then I don't understand. No, that is a weird reaction.
It's weird. I'm serious. It's happened multiple times where I'm like, don't get it. I'm just, okay, I'm not going to care.
Also,
it's really weird.
Can we say this too? Don't you dare fart in that elevator and then get off and watch the doors close. Don't you dare.
This is
that happens a lot.
It's called crop dusting.
It's
awful. And then the person exudes and I can't.
I don't care if you think it's funny. I don't care if you're like, it's just a bodily function. You wait till you were in a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you need to go to the bathroom because you know how I feel about that. It's poop wind. Don't be spreading that through hallways. But definitely don't do it on an elevator or an airplane. People are the worst on a plane.
Oh my.
But this is a small and closed place.
Oh my God.
We have to be aware of each other. That's all I'll say, including the first 20 minutes that I just screamed.
Shut up. Okay, now I will confess something.
Oh, Jessica.
If I'm already on the elevator and someone is like really loud, like obnoxiously loud, and I can hear them coming around, as long as I don't see them, but I can like hear them or something, I will hold the button to make sure and hope and go close.
Before they get there?
Yes.
Yeah, but they don't see you. That's different.
Right. And it's when only if I'm the only person on the elevator, right?
Yeah.
Usually at a hotel or somewhere, and I'm like, oh God, no.
Right. Right. But if you're bald-faced staring at him and you do it, that's rude.
Sorry.
You're not sorry. I see you pushing the button. You're not sticking your arm in there. If you were that sorry, you'd put your arm or your foot in and stop it.
Yeah. I've seen 6 feet under. I will never try to stop a door with my own leg or
arm. Well, you know, that's one I haven't seen.
Oh, really?
Should I go back?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It's been so long.
I don't care. It holds up. It was a very cathartic show for me. It came out like right after I lost my brother, and I didn't think I could handle it because of the subject matter, because it's all centered around a funeral home.
Right.
It was very cathartic.
Interesting.
It's amazing. It's one of the best shows that's ever, ever, ever been on TV.
Really?
In my humble opinion, yes.
That's high praise. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I actually own the whole series and I will lend it to you.
Really?
If you don't mind putting in 20 different DVDs.
I mean, honestly, I think I'll just stream it. There are like 7 ways I can stream it.
But that's how much I loved it. Like, I bought the whole series.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I love it.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, should we move on to your rant?
Sure. Mine is regarding bringing pungent food and or leftovers to the workplace or anywhere public for that matter.
Oh my God, your eyes just went black like a shark. You got so
I think they rolled back too. That batch of steamed broccoli or reheated salmon that you decided to bring to work has been one of the greatest olfactory office offenses. There are few things more irritating or nauseating than having the entire office fill up with the scent of someone's questionable cuisine. Amen.
Yeah. Also on a plane, that's the worst.
Oh my God.
Because it just recycles the air.
Correct.
And it just stinks.
You know what you don't bring to work or on a plane? Any kind of cold eggs that have been in a closed container, which will now smell sulfuric, no matter how good they were made.
Do not load up whatever food you're eating with onions and peppers.
Nope. Mm-hmm. No fish.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like I've always worked with at least one person throughout my entire life who just doesn't think twice about bringing fishy leftovers and, of course, reheating it in the microwave so it, like, permeates through the vents, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. Even when people would, like, make it in the basement. When I worked in Anthropology in Beverly Hills when I first moved to L.A., it would, like, come up through the rafters.
Ew.
And the whole place reeked of it. It's nasty.
Yes.
It's really nasty. And also, like, nobody wants to smell that throughout the entire common space.
And it's not fresh. It's reheated. There is like a difference, for sure.
If you want to bring in some cedar planks and grill up some salmon for the entire office, I am all yours. You want to bring in your jank-ass 2-day-old tilapia that's been sitting in a Tupperware that should have gone in the trash the day you bought it? One of those Glad throwaways? Buzz off.
Now, if you're bringing hot chocolate chip cookies to the office and it smells like a candle
anytime,
in there,
love anytime.
It. Yeah, there are a lot of people.
We do have someone at the office who can bake, and she brings in stuff, and like everyone freaks out.
Oh yeah, that's nice. Ooh, the holidays are coming, Jessica.
Yeah,
what are
I
you
know.
Gonna get?
Ooh, I don't know, but she is one mean baker.
Ooh,
I don't like lemon stuff usually, and she made this lemon cookie. I mean, I like fresh lemon, but that's it. No lemon flavored thing. It's actually funny because I watched the Armando show. That's an improv show that's in LA, and the monologist this week, Sean Conroy, someone that you and I know, is an amazing comedian. I was giving him the slow Hoosiers clap from the audience because he said, I don't like anything lemon flavored. I like real, and I was like, yes!
It's like dish soap.
Like, people were looking at me, but I'm like, no, I need him to know that he's not alone.
He's not alone. Everything lemon tastes like dish soap to me.
Yes. Yeah. It just tastes artificial. But she made this really soft, perfectly baked lemon poppy seed cookie. Oof. That was like perfectly and I like told her, I'm like, I'm not joking, I'm like, I've sampled 3 things you've made and you should become a professional baker.
Oh, that's so cool. My friend Sarah Baker,
yes,
she is known, she always makes people cupcakes. We call her Sarah Baker the cupcake maker.
Oh my God, are they good? I assume
so good.
Oh God.
They're so moist, and she homemade makes the icing.
What?
And she swears up and down it's so easy. I'm like, no
it's not.
If you own one of those round tube things to specifically carry cupcakes in so they don't touch each other.
Shut up. Yes.
You're professional.
Yep. You've upped the ante a long time ago.
Yes. She even makes them for her own birthday because we're like, oh, could you please make some cupcakes? Which, shout out Sarah Baker, the cupcake maker. She's in season 2 of The Kominsky Method.
Amazing.
She plays Kirk Douglas's daughter.
She's a very funny lady.
She is very funny and a great cupcake maker.
Unbelievable. Have some respect, yo. Like,
yo,
think about
y'all.
It, because I have a feeling none of our listeners would be so rude and unawares to do such a thing.
And I would never unknowingly just bring something that seemed delicious to me and offend people's noses.
Right? Well, I'll tell you a real offender. Forget about office and plane. One, well, twice. Ugh, one, of course, was involving eggs, deviled eggs. Somebody brought them for Thanksgiving. I love deviled eggs.
Me too.
And I mean, like, love them. So do you.
Yeah.
When they opened that container, I was like...
Was it bad?
It was next level how hideous it smelled, okay? So nobody wanted to sample them because they smelled that bad.
So
they had
bad.
Been like, you have to kind of make deviled eggs fresh and put
very
them out.
Very fresh. You have put to like dip it out right before you serve.
Yeah, we're not keeping it ice cold in a closed container for 24 hours. But also another thing I love roasted Brussels sprouts.
No. Mm-mm.
Love them. That is also not something you make, put in a closed container, and then take the lid off, because somebody did that one year. Mm-hmm. I hosted Thanksgiving.
You should have stopped that sentence with, that is not something you make, period. Nobody wants to eat those boogers.
Oh my God. We had a lot of people over and it was very lovely. The friend had made a big thing of Brussels sprouts. Well, they took the lid off and seriously, somebody dreamed like it smelled like an
so
elephant
gross.
Took a dump in my living room.
Oh, God.
It was not okay.
Oh no.
So again, the smell is so bad. It's not like, I don't know how the person eating whatever they're heating up doesn't feel that, because smell and taste
Henry,
are related.
My son said to me yesterday, he said, I want some eggs, please. I was like, yeah, sure. Well, I didn't take the time to mix them in a bowl like his daddy does. Mm-hmm. I just put them straight in the pan and scrambled them that way.
Yeah.
So there were some parts that were white and some that were yellow. He goes, what's this? I said, scrambled eggs. He goes, that's not scrambled. That's not yellow. And I was like, it's the same eggs, babe. Believe me. He goes, no, these ones stink. I can't eat that. I go, okay, fine, I will. He goes, okay. And I ate them. And then I was like, I don't know what you're going to eat, kid, but...
Oh my God, hilarious.
See that because
that is
were,
funny, though. I can see that, how like, psychologically, you're like, there's never been white in my eggs.
Yeah, these aren't right, and they stink. Well, they always stink.
Talk about being mindful.
Oh,
be mindful with your,
food
fragrance.
Leftovers and reheats.
Ugh, I can smell some of it right now.
Well, you know what? Let's fill your nostrils with clean, fresh air.
With a nice, clean breath.
With a nice, clean smell of deodorant that I just sopped on my pits before you got here. Or maybe while you were here. Let's not be specific.
Is it aluminum free? Because I tried that for one day and I smelled like I hadn't showered in a year.
Yeah, no, I can't
I
do those.
I smelled.
Natural. People use the crystals.
I want to, but I'm telling you, I don't. Please, if you ever smell body odor on me, I really hope you would tell me.
Yeah.
Whether it has to be discreet or blunt, whatever makes you more comfortable. One day, Dana,
yeah.
And I reeked. I'm like,
my body
no,
chemistry
this is
has
not
changed.
Okay.
I didn't used to stink sweat. But now I stink sweat.
Well, I've always been a sweater, but I always have used deodorant.
Yes, absolutely. Now, what I
secret
did stop
cucumber,
doing...
cucumber.
I think everybody...
Or Dove.
No, mine is
Dove.
Degree Sexy Intrigue.
Oh.
So my armpits are sexy.
Does it smell like passion fruit?
No, it smells good. Okay. I don't know what it smells like, but it's good.
Okay.
And there's leopard print on the front.
Oh.
I've always wanted sexy pits.
Listen, if I wouldn't smell like cedar, I would straight up buy Old Spice or some kind of men's deodorant.
I don't think
that would actually work.
When they say pH balance for a woman, I think it's true, because I tried some of Dan Tipton's spray deodorant once when we were out of town and I needed something. Didn't work for a second.
Yeah.
Not for a second.
Also, I don't want to smell like a mechanic.
Well, apparently... What? You think my husband smells like a mechanic?
I'm just picturing like an old Gillette commercial or something. It was always a guy.
A hardworking man.
Yeah, he was using lava soap in the bathroom.
Well, my husband.
Getting the monkey grease off his fingers.
My husband's a producer. He's not using any monkey grease. Okay, I don't know how
amazing.
We got off on that. Oh, also, I just wanted to make a PSA, and I'm sure everybody knows it, but don't put aluminum-based deodorant under your boobs. It's bad for your boobies. It causes breast cancer. Okay, so anyway, cleansing breath. On the breast cancer note, let's take a cleansing breath.
One, two, three.
All right. Moving into corners.
All right.
Jessica, I'm going to go first.
Do it.
This is, oh my God, corner.
Blech.
Yep. Exactly. This corner I found on one of my faves, Oddity Central. This is by Spooky. The story was reported on October 15th, so this is real fresh. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Woman unable to fully close her eyes after botched double eyelid surgery.
Nope.
Okay, I don't even know what double eyelid surgery means. Yeah, let's get into this.
I'm not going to look at that picture. I know, because again. I'm just letting you know that's why I'm turning
Jessica
my head.
The picture and she gagged.
I'm not even looking you in the face because I know you're going to try to show it to me again.
I'm going to do it with my eyeballs.
No.
A Chinese woman who spent 13,000 yen, $1,850, on cosmetic double eyelid surgery has become unable to fully close her eyes even when she sleeps.
No.
Around 50 of Asians were born without a visible eyelid crease. I guess it means 50% of Asians are born without a visible eyelid crease above their lash line, which basically means they have what is called a monolid. In 1896, to address this aesthetic issue, Japanese surgeon Mikomo developed a procedure called blepharoplasty. Or double eyelid surgery, which has since been performed millions of times. It's the most requested plastic surgery in Asia, and in countries like South Korea, it's been normalized as a way of becoming more attractive. I hate that.
Ew.
I think Asian people are gorgeous. Yeah. I love their eyes. But while the results of double eyelid surgery can be indeed visually appealing, in some cases, it can have some really nasty consequences, like leaving patients unable to fully close their eyes. So there's a picture here. I won't make Jessica look at it. But we're going to have to post it for viewers.
No, we won't be.
Well, you're going to have to look at
it. Well, the answer's no.
Okay. I guess you're going to have to search for it, listeners, because Jessica won't do it.
I will not.
It was reported the case of a Chinese woman surnamed Lee who paid $13,000 to get double eyelid surgery and epicanthus corrective surgery, ended up regretting her decision. She reportedly asked for the procedure in order to make her eyes seem larger, but wasn't too happy with the results. So she asked the clinic to perform another intervention and make the double eyelid effect more prominent. No. Oh, God, there's more pictures. Doctors agreed to operate again, but the results of the second surgery failed to please the woman. Yeah. In fact, her eyelids got worse and she noticed she couldn't fully close her eyelids.
Oh, my God, please stop.
The clinic tried explaining the second operation was very close to the first one, so the scars from both stuck together, which made the patient unable to fully close her eyes. Mm-hmm. Representatives of the clinic allegedly told the woman the side effect was perfectly normal under the circumstances, but that she would be able to again close her eyes all the way once the wounds healed completely. God. They also offered to perform a third procedure to but the woman reportedly refused. Thank God. Instead, requesting compensation, claiming she had to sleep with her eyes half open and that being unable to fully close her eyes made her vision blurry, I'm sure. Lee was able to reach a settlement of 30,000 yen, which was 4,200 in the clinic. That's not worth it. She now hopes her eyes will heal in time. Okay, can I please show you this? This is normal eyes. It's not rolled back in her head.
I don't believe you.
It's not serious. It just... Jessica.
I've had my eyes closed for the last
I know!
Minutes.
You're covering your eyes with your hand like I'm going to show.
I'm trying not to pass out.
This is just her eyes open so you can see the difference. Okay, are you ready?
I guess.
One, two, three. Okay, see, not so bad.
Okay.
I mean, but for her, horrible.
Still weird. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
That's just, people, just love who you are. Please just love who you are. Don't change your appearance.
There's just so many botched cosmetic surgeries.
We're much more stringent on laws and surgeries and monitoring that stuff here in the U.S. But
there's still a lot of quack clinics and people are getting cement injected in them. And
well, we still
silicone
have people
from
going to other countries. I actually know a young woman who made a very big mistake and everyone told her not to do it. She went to Mexico for a surgery. Mm-hmm. She has ended up with some brain damage.
Oh,
and it was traumatic. I mean, just guys, just love yourself the way you are. Stop trying to change what God gave you. We're all beautiful in our own way. It's true. I mean, listen, I have things I hate about myself too, but I ain't going to cut it off.
No, totally.
You know?
Same.
Anyway, so sorry to that lady, but that's like, holy cow.
I need another cleanser.
I know, it's awful.
Not joking.
Sending that woman lots of healing and hoping that it does kind of correct in some way. Oish.
Well, my corner will be posted because the picture is hilarious. Do you know what kind of corner it is today?
What did we call this corner? What?
No.
Oh, it's a... Oh, no. This is why you're asking me. Well, everybody... we're getting ready to head into a a weirdo of the week.
You're weird. You're so very weird. Why must you leave your weirdness here? This was sent in to a listener and friend of the show.
You mean from a listener? Not to a listener.
To a listener, I'm sorry.
We're going to start sending you guys stuff. Get ready.
This was sent to a listener, and I hope she reads it in time to be on this recording. This is sent to us from a friend of the show and a friend of mine from college, Meredith. I'm glad it's only one. Woman arrested after attempting to disguise meth bag as Haribo.
I actually saw this when I was back home. I couldn't believe when you brought it up. You guys were going to post the picture.
Great. It's crazy. It's great. I actually so tip my hat to you, lady.
Crazy. It's the most obvious hidden thing ever. Anyway, go ahead. It's
also kind of something that I would do.
If you were a meth addict.
But I've come up with some pretty cockamamie stories. I'm not a good liar, and this is something I would try to do. Okay. Like put a lampshade on my head and hope somebody thinks I'm a lamp, right? Sometimes you hear about police encountering criminals who are absolute masterminds and their crimes are borderline admirable. And then there are other times you hear about people who think they can hide a baggie of meth in plain sight simply by fashioning it into a homemade hair bow.
A hair bow!
Unfortunately, we share the same name.
What?
Her name's Jessica.
Oh my God.
Not the same last name. On September 24th, Jessica Bernice Kropp was driving through Flippin', Arkansas. And that's the name of the town. Nope.
Oh.
And it just has an N and there's no apostrophe. So I'm imagining that's a real name of a town.
Huh.
According to the Baxter Bulletin, all was going pretty well for her until around 6:40 p.m. when the 38-year-old was pulled over by a police cruiser.
That woman's 38? Okay, keep
she going. Does meth. You know she looks 68.
I don't want to be mean.
Officer Kenneth Looney.
No! What is happening? These people are asking to be made fun of.
Had spied her Dodge Neon and noticed she was driving with expired registration. When he approached the vehicle and asked for the driver's license, Knopp admitted that it too was expired. In fact, she didn't even know where the registration for the car was since it wasn't even hers.
Wait, the car?
She said she borrowed it.
Uh-huh.
Didn't take long for Looney to figure out that Kropp's license had been suspended. Oh, and there were 5 valid warrants out for her arrest in 5 different counties.
Oh my God.
Understandably, he asked her to exit the vehicle so he could put her under arrest. And that's when things got weird. So it's really no wonder why Looney decided he needed to take her to the station. He asked her to exit the vehicle. It turns out she was hiding a lot more, blah, blah. They don't need to put all this exponential. Just get to the point, article.
Stop getting mad at the reporter.
This picture. As I was detaining Jessica Kropp, I observed what appeared to be a bow in her hair. He described the strange sight in the affidavit, explaining the bow appeared to be a small Ziploc bag containing a white crystal-like substance of suspected methamphetamine.
And literally, when you look at it, that description is exactly true. It looks legitimately like a bag of crystal meth with a little pink tie around
the middle.
She's
tied some kind of string or a rubber band around
it. And matched it to her ponytail holder.
From a distance, perhaps the bow would be enough to fool someone. After all, you wouldn't immediately assume a woman was wearing a hair bow is really sporting a bag of meth in her hair.
And why is a 38-year-old, 62-year-old looking wearing a tiny little pink hair bow?
This is my favorite part because there's no more to really... I mean, the article goes on and on and on. We don't need to keep going down this rabbit hole. The picture says it all.
Yes.
But I love it because, according to the officer, he said, "Are you serious?" pointing at the bow, and she said, "What?"
Stick to your story, man.
Okay. He pointed it out and said it was obviously a bag of meth, and she insisted it wasn't even hers. "I didn't know that it was there. Someone else put that there, and I didn't know what it was."
Probably the person that she borrowed the car from.
Uh-huh.
the person who made her drive when her license was suspended.
Unbelievable.
The person who just wants to give crystal meth out like candy to people.
I can't.
I'm just going to plant this little hair bow of crystal meth on my friend. Happy Tuesday.
Unreal. I mean, you guys.
That picture of her, she's like, you guys.
There's nothing okay about it.
No.
Oh, my God. She's, what a freak.
Yeah.
Thank you for the laugh.
It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
All right. Ready to
cuckoo.
Move into
absolutely
a rave?
Absolutely cuckoo. Yes.
Let's get into some positive stuff,
that's
guys.
That's right.
Although that did make me laugh. Mine was horrific. Yours was kind of funny. But it's the meth problem in America is very sad.
Yeah,
let's be clear.
Yeah.
It's really,
it really is.
Out of control. So my rave for this week, I'm actually going to play a little bit of a news story about it. Family creates spooky yard hunt for Halloween to help hungry Hoosiers. Mm. So this is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm just going to play a little bit of the news story about it to give you all the details. It's a really cool story.
On the northeast side is coming up with a new plan to feed the hungry while putting on quite a scare here. The Yard Haunt is an effort to help hungry Hoosiers and feed them all across the city.
And our own Melissa Crash is getting a sneak peek as the final preparations are underway.
Take care of our neighbors.
Heidi Smith and her husband Randy have spent hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars.
From pretty much the time we get home from work to about 11 o'clock at night.
All to get some scares and to help those in need.
Our theme this year is carnival.
Their front and backyard may look empty now, but soon visitors will enter at their own risk with 30 different spooky animatronics.
We have everything from a guy getting electrocuted in a chair to a little girl jumping out that got tired of carving a pumpkin.
And an 1800 style farmhouse that may be haunted.
We have a walk through the haunted woods and a spider tunnel.
The Smith family has turned their passion for Halloween into a way of giving back. It's free to visit, but they ask people to bring a non-perishable food donation that goes to Gleaner's Food Bank. It's because 1 in 7 Hoosiers are going hungry every day.
They say it takes a tribe or it takes a whole community to raise a child. Well, it's the same way with making sure our neighbors have food.
Last year, in one night, they collected enough for 600 meals, and it all goes to help the 174,000 food insecure in Marion County.
It is so fun. It makes all the hard work all worth it. We had a lot of people come through multiple times.
Although their yard may be quite scary, the Smith family says hunger is worse.
Would love to have 1,200 meals for Gleaners. If we hit more than that, we will be ecstatic.
I'm Melissa Crash, Fox 59 News.
Jessica, what happened? While I was playing this beautiful story about how this family is helping people who can't afford food, you started giggling.
Because I couldn't take it seriously.
Why?
Because I love, I mean, is it that if you get to go through their haunted house, you bring a donation?
You bring a donation, yeah.
So I love that.
Yes.
When it, I can't even say it without laughing. When it got to the point where he was proudly describing some of the things you might see, the first thing out of his mouth was, we have a man getting electrocuted in a chair.
Well, it's Halloween.
Well, it's not okay.
It's supposed to be scary and horrible.
Oh my God. I was
like
dying. I couldn't keep it together.
Thing, and you're over here just giggling your face off.
Because that was really like not what I was expecting. It really threw me for a loop.
We legitimately have a show where we try to share good things people are doing in the world. And you just laughed at that.
We have a guy getting electrocuted in a chair.
Now, in your defense, he also grinned like a Cheshire cat.
Yes.
He was so proud of it.
It was a bit off-putting. But regardless, we'd like to help feed people that can't.
He also did not sound like.
He did not sound like
but it's the more hills fun. Have eyes.
It's more fun if I give him that accent, let's be frank.
They're just from Indiana, not the Boonies.
Oh my God. I'm obviously not laughing at the sentiment.
No,
and I
of
do
course
love
not. I'm
that.
Just teasing you, but it just made me laugh because you couldn't stop.
I couldn't. I'm so sorry.
No, I think it's lovely what they're trying to do for their community.
Yes.
And also,
and 600 meals in one night, that's
insane.
Way impressive.
Yes. And it's like a fun community get together. Yeah. These people are putting a lot of time and money mm-hmm. into it and asking for nothing back. So that's yeah. pretty cool.
Totally. I'm sorry. She can't even look at me now with a straight face. I did not mean to. That was one of those things where I'm like, I better just lean on back from the mic.
But you don't think
there might be a foghorn.
Can hear you giggling?
I hope not.
Of course they're gonna
You know
hear
what?
It.
He deserves it with his den of terror.
I'm just so used to it because my family...
Bring a can of food and watch Capital Punishment live in the flesh.
My family.
It's hilarious. It's spooktacular.
I can't handle you.
Hope you don't have a nightmare.
Smile, smile, smile.
I've been to a lot of
does
bad,
a lot of
they do
haunted hayride thing. Yeah,
no, I've had bad experiences on those. So
like
we ain't even going there.
Did you pee pee?
No, just and I was somewhere where I couldn't leave, and I don't like that. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, nope, I'm done, and this is not what I signed up for, and I would like to leave. Oh, we're in the middle of nowhere. I can't.
upset. You bought the ticket. I mean, you're not talking about one of those things where you sign a waiver and they can hurt you and touch you.
No, but
those
it was
things
just
are crazy.
Really
just
freaky. And it turned into, it was put on by something religious. And so like after the haunted
like
hayride
house.
Part, which I already hated, we were then like brought to a clearing and there was a whole weird thing we had to sit through. And I really did go nuts because I wanted to leave. And I'm like, nope, this is not what I signed up for. I'm hitting the table. Now I'm just pointing at it. I'm not even going to go there because I'll get so mad. I was furious.
It was
I
like
to
a
know,
Hell House thing?
No, but if I was in one of those, I'd probably burn the place down. I've yeah. heard about those. No, I'm not going to, I don't want to offend anyone. I don't yeah. know why I'm trying to protect something that was this offensive to me. And it was because, again, I don't like being forced to be part of something that I didn't agree to.
Right, yeah.
And it wasn't anything I've ever experienced at many different religious ceremonies
gatherings
and things I've
and,
done with people. So
right.
I don't like that. I don't like that kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
I really resent it, actually.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, this is not for me. And then I could have just left and never been on it anyways. Do
right.
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I was in the middle of nowhere in Alabama, like hillbilly in the sticks. I couldn't have found my way back. I mean, it
if
was seriously
wanted, yeah.
straight out of a horror movie. Like, I couldn't have found my way out if I wanted. There was no cell phones at the time.
Oh,
news
yeah.
flash. There weren't cell phones when I was in college, people. Like, there was nothing to do.
Yeah.
So
my family does a haunted hayride out at an old farm in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And you get in the haunted mm-hmm. thing. And then they have a corn maze. You can walk through
right.
and stuff. And usually the moon's really bright out there because
mm-hmm.
it's outside the city. So you can see,
right.
you know, but it's still creepy and
mm-hmm.
fun. It's for kids, really.
Totally.
So, and I've gone out there and done that for years and years. I worked at it a couple of times when I was young, or just once, maybe.
Do you jump out at people with chainsaws?
That's yeah,
yes.
it's that kind of stuff. I didn't
that scares
do that.
The daylights out of me, but I know that's what to be expected.
Right, that's
so
what
it's
you're
like, well, if you
for.
Agree to it. But
sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I turned that into a vortex rave or something, like an alternate universe. I turned your rant into a rave because I have a
no,
lot
you
of anger
a rant
about
into a rant.
So God. I think I need to move on. What is happening to me? All because of his electric chair.
You weren't even mad. You were just giggling.
I was laughing.
Giggling
now I'm
like
crying.
Crazy. And now you're yelling and angry. And
I'm sorry,
then now you're going to
Dana,
cry.
And I'm sorry, listeners.
This was an emotional roller coaster.
I know. Okay.
Let's
I'm going to take us out on a real short, real sweet little rave. Because I have clearly said far too much for everyone. This was sent in to us from a lovely listener and supporter of the show, Jennifer. Thank you so much for writing into us with this and things you have sent us in the past. You can thank her for the super gluing lips. She was
amazing.
One of two listeners that sent that into us.
Which also I sent, you know how mad we get at
yes.
5 minute crafts. We've talked about that before. I think we get so angry. And I lost my mind last night. I was up late editing.
Yes.
And I sent Jessica a 5 minute craft post and said, shut up. There's super gluing their lips. And I said, now I think they know we talk about them and they're just trying to make us.
Yes. We were dying. And again, if you haven't looked up five.min.crafts, then you're really missing out.
And they put a ham pastry. They made a ham pastry. Yeah,
they also
and
post
dipped
like,
it in ketchup.
I'm going to throw up.
Thank you.
No, I love ketchup, but you don't put
you
ham
don't put
with
your
ketchup.
Ham in ketchup? Ugh.
Okay. I am clutching my pearls. Oh, my God. Even a nice Jewish girl like myself knows you don't put ham with ketchup. God, what sacrilege. Jennifer wrote into us, not sure if you've seen this, but oh my God, what a little angel this boy is.
Okay, this made me cry. Yeah. I'm going to try not to cry again. Don't worry, it's happy tears.
Don't worry, and I'm only playing literally a second of it.
I can't handle it. It's so precious.
He goes to visit people in nursing homes dressed as a little police officer and hands out tickets for being too cute.
Stop!
Then follows it up with asking if they want a hug. Having stopped everything in my life to care for my 90-year-old grandmother when I was 22 and visiting her every day in the nursing home, things like this just make the residents day. This little boy will grow up to be such a wonderful person. Ugh.
Okay, are you going to play some of the video?
So, yeah, this is from a site that I'm sure a lot of people, it's a big site online and on Facebook, LAD Bible. Not sure what LAD stands for, but I look at a lot of their stuff, too.
Yeah, me too. It's a lot of positive videos and stuff.
And it says, Oliver spent his summer visiting nursing homes and handed out more than 2,000 flowers and hugs in the space of 3 months. Oh, good. Here is a very brief little taste of this little cutie.
Violation City of Overland Park. Stop. You have received a ticket for being too cute, Oliver. Oh my. Do you want a hug?
I'd love it.
Let me come to this side.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Do you want a hug?
Yeah. Oh, I sure do. Oh, bless her heart. Oh, yeah. So nice. I love hugs.
Thank you. Can I get a hug?
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to have a hug.
Oh, God. I'm going to cry again. It's just so sweet.
It's so sweet. And they're old. This is a nursing home.
And his hugs are not just like my mama told me to squeeze your neck. They are so genuine and long and deep. And it's just so precious because, my mom was in, I'm crying. My mom was in a rehab facility for a little bit and there were a lot of older patients in there and they were telling me that a lot of these people had no one to come see them and you can just see and hear how much it means to these people and the video goes on like they're it's just the most precious thing and he's so genuine about it and it just makes my heart happy.
For people who don't have anyone to visit, and even if they do, maybe the family lives far away or people can't come every day or sometimes every week, like,
and not only is he bringing them like love and attention and connection, but he also gives them this laugh when he gives them the coupon or the violation for being too cute.
It's so sweet. And to all the sweet little old ladies, giving them each a rose when he goes around. But the women and the men light up. Even one man got all teary. He's like, I have four boys.
Oh, God.
And it's just like,
It's the cutest thing ever.
It really is.
I hope we can post at least a picture of him because he's just a doll.
Yeah, it's too sweet.
He's in this little cop outfit.
I love him.
And the fact that someone that young can recognize how important it is to just show someone they exist
and want to do that on his own accord.
I love it. He spent his summer doing it.
Yep.
It's beautiful. That is such a great way to go out. Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I do too. We laughed. We cried. It was better than Cats.
Oh my God. Now I'm probably going to cry for the next 2 hours. Oh, so sweet.
Oh.
Okay, guys.
Thanks for sticking on this roller coaster with us, everybody.
Who knows how this is going to turn out.
Sorry for shrieking.
If you want to get in contact with us and get real mad at Jessica for laughing at a charity.
Oh my God.
I know that's not what you were doing. It just makes me laugh to stir the pot. You can contact us at Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @raves_the. Our website is therantsandravespodcast.com. You can click on the contact us button, or you can straight up email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. Please rate, review, subscribe. I guess that's all we need to say.
That is it.
We'll be back here next week.
Good one.
That's all just because God.
A good day, a good week, a good rest of the year.
Jessica, are you done with the show? Are we done? Are you over with?
No, I'm sorry. I thought you gave your point.
I didn't. Here's my weekly point to ponder. So sorry. And then we're going to shut this shit down because we're clearly out of control. My weekly point to ponder, guys. Are eyebrows considered facial hair? Think about it. Talks amongst yourselves. And we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, I'll cut that out.
No.